The rabbi said, we left off on Gimel Mid Aleph, top of the Yomud, where the Gemara concludes its interpretation of the first line in the Mishnah, that Dinei Mamonis B'Shloisha, Gzelos V'Chavolos B'Shloisha, Dinei Mamonis require three, Gzelos V'Chavolos also require three. So the Gemara said that all Dinei Mamonis really should have required three and should have required Smuchim, because the Gemara concludes, or says at this point the Gemara concludes, or the Gemara was of the opinion at this point, that everyone holds Erev Parashiyos Kasuv Kan. So the pasuk that it says Adhu Elohim Yavod Devar Shnehem is not referring to Shomer Chinam, which is where the pasuk finds itself in Parashiyos Mishpatim. It's referring to a perek later, and it really refers to him Kesef Talves Ami, that Hodos and Halvos, regular loans, a person says you owe me money, denies that he owes the money. Also says Adhu Elohim Yavod Devar Shnehem, you should require three dayanim, and the three dayanim should have been smuchim. Nonetheless, the Gemara quotes Rava at the top of Gimel Mid Aleph, a few lines down, who learns the Mishnah in the following way. He says, Dinei Mamonis B'Shloisha, Haidos and Havos, borrowing money, and saying, I owe you money, who owes money, when it's just a loan, requires three, but you don't need smuchim. Even though Midoraisa, you should have required smuchim, but they made a takana midrabanon kadesha lo tinal delas bifnei loivin, which we mentioned yesterday. If you're going to require smuchim just to get your money back from a loan, no one's ever going to lend money, because you're never going to get your money back. In order to get your money back, you're going to have to get three dayanim from Eretz Yisrael that have smicha ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu that was only conferred in Eretz Yisrael. That's what legitimate smicha is. Our smicha is a phony smicha. So if you're going to have to get real smuchim to adjudicate the matter, you're never going to get your money back. You lend the guy money, you have to get three smuchim from Eretz Yisrael, you never get your money back. So even though midoraisa, you should have required smuchim by hodos and havos as well. Midrabanan, they said you don't need it, in order so that people will be open to lending money. So that's dinei mamonis b'shloisha, hodos and havos require three, but not smuchim. Gzelos and chavolos, so that requires three, and that they should be smuchim. That's the first opinion in the Gemara over here, Gimel Mid Aleph. That's the opinion of Rava. Tarti Katani, that is saying two things. Hodos and Avos need three, but not Smuchim. They should have, but Midrabanan they don't. Kadesh Lotin Odelis Bifnei Loivin. And Gzelos and Chavolos require three, and they require Smuchim. Then the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika. Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika disagrees, and he holds Midoraisa Chad Nami Kosher. You don't need three Midoraisa. Midoraisa, it's enough with one, based on the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, B'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha. You should judge your friend, B'tzedek, righteously, but it's B'lashon Yachid, says Rashi. It's a singular, which sounds like it's even one person. So Midoraisa, Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika's opinion is, it's enough with one. Midrabanan, the first line of the Mishnah tells us you need three. For Hodos and Havos. Gzelos and Havos, everyone agrees, three in Smuchim. But over here, by Hodos and Havos, Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika's opinion is enough with one Midoraisa. Why do we need three? That's Midrabanan. Why? Says the Gemara, explain the name of Rav Acha, in the opinion of Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika, Mishum Yoshvei Kronis. Ah, you're going to get upset. A guy doesn't know how to judge. He's going to get a crackpot dayan. Yoshvei Kronis, the guy sits on the corner, then he comes in to sit as a dayan. It's ridiculous. So he's going to be Mazaka, the person he should be Mechayev. He's going to be Mechayev, the person he should be Mazaka. Forget it. We need three. Says the Gemara, if you have three, you can have three crackpots. We have that in our time. You can find such a thing. Three dayan, a kangaroo court. So the Gemara says, yeah, if you're ready in three, you'll find Chad the Gomer, you'll find one person who actually knows how to learn. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Either way, everyone seems to hold you need three by Hodos and Havos. The only machlekes is that a din midoraisa or is that a din midrabanan? What's the difference? Rava holds it's a din midoraisa. The only reason you don't require smuchim is kadesh lotin odos bifnei loivin. Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika holds chad midoraisa, chad nami kosher. You only need three midrabanan, so that you finally get one dayan who at least knows how to judge. Says, well, what's the difference? Either way, we hold you need three. So Gemara says, it'll be a nafkamina for Shmuel. Shmuel's opinion is, shnayim shadanu dineim din. Two people that sit in judgment, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have three. But you did it anyway. The Jews. Always easier, best rule in YU, always easier to ask forgiveness than to ask permission. You did it already. Now what? Okay. So now what? So Gemara says, in the name of Shmuel, Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Din El Shenikra Beis Din Chatzif, you have chutzpah. Okay, you have chutzpah. but what you did is valid. So says the Gemara, that only works for Rav Acha. If you hold like Rav Acha, that midoraisa chana mi kosher, really, you could judge with one midorabanan, and they required three, but if you did it with two, okay, the din is chal, but you know, but you're called a chatzuf. You did wrong. However, according to Rava, the midoraisa, you need three. No, then if two sit in din, not only are they based in chatzuf, it's totally invalid. It's meaningless. In order to sit in judgment for adults and avos, IOUs, you owe me money, I don't owe you money, you need three li'ikuva. Okay, pretty simple machlaikas. Rava holds midaraisa, you need three. You should have required smuchim, but kadesh lotino delz with neilavin. Rav Acha bar Yehuda Avika holds midaraisa is enough with one, but tzedek tishpat dam isecha. One. Why do we need three midarabanan? So you'll find one who actually knows how to be a dayan. Chad degomer. And we only need three midarabanan. Let's say you sat with two. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Acha bar Yehuda Avika, the din will be chal. According to Rava, the din will not be chal. How do we paskin on this issue? Do you need three midoraisa? In which case, if two sit in judgment, it's no good. Or is it, do we paskin midoraisa? It's enough with one. And midorabanan, you need three. But if two will sit in judgment, it will be good. So look at Taisus Dirim Asa L'Rava. Taisus writes, Bahag Paisei Kishmuel. The Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolus, paskin like Shmuel, which Rabbeisa means what? And Rav Acha. How many dayanim?
Two
it's chal, but midoraisa how many? Midoraisa how many?
One.
Midorabanan three, but if you sat with two, it's good. That's the Bahag. Taisa says by Kiyum Shtoris, Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, maybe we'll get back to this at some point, is an exception to the rule. To verify a document, you need three dayanim. We'll have to explain why. There might be a very good reason why. But Taisus quotes the Gemara Masechta Subas, even though generally speaking, midoraisa is enough with one. B'diyevet, if you did it with two, the din will be chal. Or even with one, if you did it, the din will be chal. Midorabanan is when you need three. There could be cases which are exceptions to this rule everyone would agree you need three. Li'ikuva. If you did two, it will be nothing. One of them might be kiyum shtaros, which means verifying the signatures on the star, but maybe we'll get back to that at some point, okay? But Taisus Paskins how? We'll quote the name of the Bahag. Midoraisa is enough with how many rabbis say? One. And if you did with two, would be chal. Nikra based in Chatzav. The Rush in Simen Gimel quotes from the Rif, Perek Aleph Simen Gimel, the Rush quotes, you can look it up, quotes in the name of the Rif that he Paskins not like Rav Acha and Shmuel, he Paskins like Rava. The midoraisa, you need three. If you sit with two, garnished. Meaningless. Accomplishes nothing. Okay. Two opinions in the Gemara. And unsurprisingly, and typically, it's machlek zavishayim, had a paskin. Rub holds enough with, you need three midoraisa. If two sit, it's garnished. That's how the Rush paskins. The other opinion in the Gemara, Ravach Reza Ravika, and Shmuel is midoraisa. One is enough for hodos and halvos, for loans, IOUs. And if you sit with two, it's chal, but nikra beis and chotzev. How does the Rambam passing, Rabbi say? So look at the sheet I gave you. The Rambam, Ois Aleph, over here, Perek Beis, Hilchas Sanhedrin, Halacha Yud, writes, Aval pi, she'ein beis in p'chus ha'misho la'isho, muta la'echad lodin min ha'tayra, sh'ne'ma b'tzedek tishbait ha'misecha. Rabbi say, how did he pass it? Again. Like who? Rav Acha. One is enough. What should be if two sit? What should have been? Should have been what? It's valid. You did wrong. But okay, you're chatzuf. Umidivrei seifim hazu shloisha. You need three, because we're afraid if you're going to only have one, you have a crackpot. You need three. Three also might have three illegitimate dayanim. Okay, but at this point, we can't go much further. But shnayim shadonu, what does the rabbi say? Ein dineihem din. What? That's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. Two, midaraisa, one is enough. Midarabanan, you need three. Says the Gemara, if it's only midarabanan, you need three. If two will actually sit, the din is chab, and nikra beis and chotzev. Here the Rambam says, shnayim shadanu, ein dinayim din. He passes like Rav Acha, not like Shmuel. It's against the Gemara. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Ois beis, matzoshi shenishol harajbo, hatema bar Rambam. Sheposa ki Rav Acha, midaraisa, chana mikosha. He passes like Rav Acha, that one dying is enough midoraisa, but tzedek tishmar tamisecha. But ve'im zeh, nonetheless, pasak teshnayim shadonu, ein dinayim din. If two will sit in judgment, they want to ask forgiveness now. They did wrong. You really should have had three midrabanan. Midaraisa, one is enough. You need three midrabanan. Let's say two sit. The Gemara says, well, if one is enough midaraisa, you only need three midrabanan. Two new, we'll give you a patch. Okay. Nikra bezen chotzev. We have the t-shirt, you know, chutzpah. Okay. But the Rambam says, no, the din is no good. So he asked the Kesmish against the Gemara. The Rambam passes like Rav Acha, but yet he doesn't follow through when it comes to Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dineyam Din. We got it, Rabbi Yisai? He passes Midarais enough with one. The Gemara says, if you hold Midarais enough with one, it's only Midarabanan that you need three. If two will actually sit, the din will be Chal. Just you're called a Chotzef. Here the Rambam says, one is enough Midaraisa, but two, the din is not Chal. It's not, you have to have three. What's going on over here? So the Kesef Mishnah has one more technical answer, as the Kesef Mishnah is wont to do. But the Or Sameach has, in this Rambam, Perek Beis and Hilchos Sanhedrin, has the following teretz. Fantastic teretz. Or Sameach explains that the Rambam's two is not the same two as the Gemara. The Rambam, when the Rambam says that two Dayanim are no good, he's talking about Hedyoitis, not Smuchim. When does the Rambam hold Midoraisa Chad Nami Kosher? That's if you have smicha, ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael. Real bona fide smicha. And two, Midoraisa, no, you need three. Midoraisa is enough with one somach. Midorabanan, they said, either three had yaitis or three smuchim. But you need three. Midoraisa, the only time it's kosher is if it's not one. Idiot, one hedyot. No, one samuch. Then it's good. And two, smuchim, b'diyevet also good. L'chachiu, he should have had three, but two smuchim also good. What does the Rambam mean? That's how you understood the Gemara. The Gemara says, chana mikosha samuch. Two, b'diyevet is good, smuchim. What's the Rambam talking about over here, though? In Perek Beis v'Hilchos Sanhedrin, he's talking about two hedyotis. People they don't have smicha. Shnayim, shedanu, regular Joes, no smicha, ain't dinayim din. That's a garnished. If you have three hedyotis, okay, maybe. But two hedyotis, no. The only time chad nami kosher you could get away with less than three is if they're smuchim. You see like that in the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Perek Chof Beis, Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav, writes the Rambam. Yofe koyach pshara mikoyach hadin. Pshara, which is compromise. We'll get to that. It's a sugya later on in that vav. Pshara, compromise, is greater than din. Because when you make a compromise, arbitration, shnei hedyotis shadonu ein dineyam din. If two people sit in judgment, their din is no good. If two people want to make a compromise, you can have an arbitration board of whoever you like. But you see from the Rambam, when are two no good? What type of two are no good? What does he write? Yavakayach pshara mikayach din. Arbitration is better than din. Not better, meaning it has more latitude. Why? Sheshnei hedyotis shadonu ein dineyam din. If two, who two? What two? Hedyotis. They don't have smicha. Well, you don't have smicha, get out of town. But a pshara, it could be anybody. So when does the Rambam say two are no good? That's if they're hedyotis. The only time chad nami kosher, one is good according to the Rambam, is if he has smicha. The Rambam says the same thing over here. Perek hey of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Ches. Aval shar dinei mominis kegoin hodos vehalvos einan tzrichin mumche. You don't need three smuchim el afigu shloisha hedyotis, either three hedyotis vafigu echad mumche donoso, or one samuch. But one person who's not a samuch? No. And two people are not smuchim? No. One samuch or three hedyotis? So the Rambam, when he understood this Gemara, that shnayim shadanu dinayim din, that's if they're smuchim. Okay. Fine. Dinayim din. Midrabanim you really have three, but you can get away with two. But the Rambam understood, chad nami kosher is not a regular guy. No. It means a samuch. The guy has smicha. Rabbeinu Chananel says the same thing. If you have on the side of your Gemara, is Rabbeinu Chananel. V'kaimelon, maybe 5 lines from the bottom, Rabbeinu Chanan, v'kaimelon is in bold in mine. K'rabach b'ed Rav Ika, the midoraisa chad, midoraisa enough with one, v'hu mumche. He's got to have smicha. Okay, that's the opinion of the Rambam. But the problem is, Rabbi Isai, where did the Rambam get this from? I mean, it's a nice pshat. That's the Or Sameach, okay? When the Rambam understood Chadna Mikosher, it means smuchim. When the Rambam said two shayim shadonu ain't named in, that's not smuchim. The problem is that this appears nowhere in the Gemara. Rabbi said, what's the only reason to say you need smuchim? Where did we get this idea that you need to have smuchim from? From where? Eir Parshas Kosuv Kan. Ad ha'eloyim yavod dvar shnehem. Says by one pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim, might be me'inyan le'inyan ba'osa inyan. It might be one long conversation, and we could take a pasuk from here and apply to im kesef talves ami. If you lend money to someone else, you require ad ha'elohim yavod dvar shnehem. But if it's ad ha'elohim yavod dvar shnehem, you need dayanim. How many should you need?
Three.
So we're lost over here now. The Rambam has us running in circles again, Rabbi. So he confused us. He pulled a fast one. If you need a smuch, what should you need? Three! The only reason to say you need smuchim is from ad ho Elohim yavod devar shnehem, from the real parsha of Dayanim. Three! That's the whole opinion of Rava. Rava holds midoy rai, so you should have needed three, you should have needed smuchim. Kadesh lotin odels b'fnei live, and you get away without smuchim, but three is din midoy rai. Rav Acha disagrees. Rabbi holds, no, you don't need three. So then, if you don't need three, you don't have Adu Elohim, you vote Devar Shnehem, all you have is B'tzedek, Tishvot, Amisecha, one, so who's to say you need a Samuch? Where did the Rambam get this from? This is the Kesef Mishnah's question. Writes the Kesef Mishnah over here, Oisei, he quotes in the name of the Ramach. I didn't give that part to you, but he quotes in the name of the Ramach. The Ramach is one of the who lived in the period of the Rishonim, generally only quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, by the Beis Yosef. So he writes, Tema, Kevan Shu Pasek Rav Acha, the Min HaTorah Chad Nami Kosher, since he passes like Rav Acha, the Min HaTorah one is enough, Dechsiv B'Tzedek Tishba Zamisecha, Minayin Shi Yasamuch. How in the world does he know you have to be a Samuch? How is the only place, where's the only Makkah we have that a person should be Smuchim? It's from Erev Parshas Kosuv Kan. What should go along with that, though? If you're going to pull out of Erev Parshas Kosuv Kan, Adu Elohim Yavod Devar Shnehem, what else should we pull from there?
Three.
The Rambam's shot is nice, but where in the world did it come from? Yeah.
Does that be similar to what the Tosfos did yesterday regarding Chakira and Drisha? They kind of took some parts of it and kind of left the other parts out.
We didn't like that, Tosfos.
Yeah, we didn't like the idea, but is that, I mean, possibly do the same similar aspect?
It's a very different concept.
Yeah, especially the idea of taking
someone, leaving them on the ground. Yeah, but sometimes the Rambam does it. We don't know where he got it from. Is this, or maybe we should just chalk it up to one of those? But that's why the Gemara seemed to understand we're talking about one more. You know, one guy who's a hedyot. The boy said, "I believe that the Rambam got it from the following place." My own suggestion, but this one is correct. Sometimes I make suggestions and not right. You know, the shots in the dark, this one's right. And the one got it from here. When the Gemara says, look back, Rabbi Acha b'Reidu Avika Omer Midoraisa Chad Nami Kosher. Enough with one. Does Rabbi Acha b'Reidu Avika hold of Erev Parshios or not? Erev Parshios, again, is that concept that we could take the Pasuk Adu Elohim Yavod Varash Nehem and apply it to Hodos and Havos, apply it to loans. Rashi says no. If it's enough with one, how could the pasuk of Ad Ho Elohim, Yavod Var Shnehem, Elohim is Dayanim, should be three and Smuchim? So if you hold one is enough, you don't need three, Midaraisa, clearly, says Rashi, you don't hold of Erev Parshas. Perish Bekuntris, the Kasavar, Ein Erev Parshas Ksivkan. Parshas Mishpatim is not one long conversation. Each pasuk is independent, stands on its own, like we normally are accustomed to. But ask Tysus, no, Tysus disagrees. Vakasha, the Im Kain. B'tzedek tishpert lamali. If you don't hold of Erev Parshias, there's no pasuk ever requiring dayanim by im kesef talves ami. Why do I need a pasuk to come and tell me, oh, it's enough with one? What would I have thought? Where in the world would I have thought you need three? No, the Torah never says it. Where does the Torah say it? Gzeilos and Chavolos. Never says it by Hodos and Avos, you need three. Never appears. It's only if it's Erev Parshas Kosov Khan that we have a reason to believe that you might have needed three. Follow Rabbi saying, if Erev Parshas Kosov Khan, if Adu Elohim Yavol Dvar Hashem applies to him Kesef Talbes Ami, now I would have thought you needed three. Now I understand why you need a pasuk to come out of its way and tell me, no, it's enough with one. But if you never had Erev Parshas Kosov Khan, it was never Adu Elohim Yavol Dvar Hashem, why in the world have I ever thought you needed three to paskin an IOU, to paskin a check? You need three? Why? So I don't need a pasuk then to come and tell me that it's one. I never would have thought it's three. It's only, says Tosis, if you hold Erev Parshas Kosov Khan, I have a pasuk, Adu Elohim Yavol Dvar Hashem, is coming to tell me you need three, comes along with Tzedek Tishvat Amisecha and tells me it's enough with one. That's how Tosis learns. Im came with Tzedek Tishvat Lamali Lekach Nireh, even though you hold Erev Parshas Kosov Khan, you should have needed three. It's enough with one. Good argument. Why didn't Rashi learn like that? It's a good argument. Rashi says, no, we're talking about ain't Erev Parshas Kosov Khan. You never needed three. And he doesn't hold that there's ever a pasuk of Adu Elohim Yavol Dvar Hashem by Hodos and Havos. Why? So look in the Aruch Lener. Rabbi Sarov, he gave it to you over here, Oizvav.
Is it ready?
Yes.
Just repeat what it says one more time.
It says like this, okay? What's the source for Rav Acha's opinion that it's enough with one? You tell me, what's the source?
The source for Rav Acha's opinion is that he says,
B'tzedek, you
quote the Pasuk? B'tzedek, Tishvara Mitafa.
Which comes to that, what, Rashi tells you it's singular?
Singular, so it
good. Do I have to tell you that it's enough with one to paskin whether the food is kosher or treif?
No.
Whoever said you needed three?
So
if you don't hold the Erev Parshas, well, I need a pasuk for.
So then why does he quote it?
Because, says Tosfos,
we do have
Erev Parshas, you should have required three, comes along this pasuk and tells you no, it's enough with one. Why didn't Rashi say that? It's a great svara, Tosfos argument. Huh?
I just understand why. I understand that Tosfos was under the assumption that if you hold that there's no Erev Parshas, you would think one. Why is he under that assumption? Well, it could be that you think three or two or. Where, I mean, where does it?
100.
Yeah. So where? So that's
500.
That the additional pasuk teaches that even if you hold Erev Parshas, it would be one mumpo.
Would have been one. That's what's coming to tell you. It's enough with one. Without Erev Parshas, I would have thought zero, one. I don't know.
Right.
That's right. Says the Aruch Lener, why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos? The Aruch Lener says, fantastic. Oizvav writes to Aruch Lener, Lanias Daiti, after the period, Hutzruch Rashi Lefaresh the Lesley Erev Parshias. Rashi was forced to say that there's no Erev Parshias. De'im Islay Erev Parshias? Because if there would be Erev Parshias, guess what would carry over? True, you don't need three, because B'tzedek Tishvat Amisecha, but what would you need?
Smuchim.
So it says, the Aruch Lener, Rashi didn't want to learn like that, because he didn't want to carry over Smuchim. Rashi understands when the Gemara says, Chad Nami Kosher, what are we talking about? Hediotis. Stam a guy. Pulled him in off the street. That's why the Gemara says, we're afraid he's a crackpot. So get three. The Gemara says, maybe it's three crackpots. Like, more than that. Three, you'll probably have one guy learned in yeshiva. But that's why he didn't want to say Erev Parshas Kosov Khan. Because if you will say Erev Parshas Kosov Khan, what then does remain? Even though you don't need three, Adu Elohim Yavol Dvar Hashem, but you have the Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha, which is Belashon Yachid. So even though you should have needed three, you don't, it's only one. What still is unmitigated? What still carries over? Smuchim. And Rashi didn't want to say that. So he left out Erev Parshas Kosov Khan. So Rabbi said, what does the Rambam hold? What does the Rambam hold? Like Tosfos. The Rambam understood Erev Parshas Kosov Khan, even according to Rav Acha. You should have required three. Because there are parashas kasav kan. You should have required the mumchin. Ad ho Elohim, yavod vashneyem. Three, and real dayonim. Real dayonim. Have smicha ish mi piyish v'mosh rabbeinu. Not from our illustrious institution. Bizman hazeh. No institution can confer real smicha. It has to be ish mi piyish v'mosh rabbeinu. So should have all carried over. Ad ho Elohim, yavod vashneyem. All should have carried over. Three, and smuchim. Oh, but we have it. Tzedek tishpot amitecha tells me it's enough with one. Yes, but one what? One samuch. That's where the Rambam got it from. Whereas Rashi, the Ramach, that the Kesef Mishnah quotes, one of the Rishonim, understood, no. When the Gemara says, Midoraisa chad nami kosher, what are we talking about? A hedyot. To be honest with you, the Gemara sounds like Rashi. That's what Tosfos already points out. Tosfos continues over, who points, maybe the Aruch HaNeir points it out further on. The Gemara sounds like Rashi. The Gemara said, well, maybe he'll be a crackpot. If the guy's a Samuch, why are we afraid he's going to be a Yesh V'Kronis? You understand? So the Gemara sounds like Rashi. So, okay. Still a problem, but okay. But at least we have a place where perhaps the Rambam came from. The Rambam came from Tosfos' line of thinking. Erev Parshiyos Kosav Kan, you should have had three and one, even according to Rav Acha. But he learns, but Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha comes to negate the three. But what still does carry over is the one, is the smuchim. So you require one, but one samuch. Okay, so we have two opinions in the Gemara over here. We have Rava says, Midaraisi, you need three Erev Parshiyos Kosav Kan, but Adu Elim Yavod Vashneyem applies to him, Kesef Talvis, Ami Parshiyos, Mishbatim is all one long discussion. So you require three and smuchim for IOUs. Shalotino, Delos Bifnei Leivin, so that people will be encouraged to lend money. Now we lower interest rates, but in those times, so they... or whatever, he raised interest rates. So now in those days, though, they made Kadesh Lotino Dalas Bifnei Leivin, so that they made it that you don't need smuchim. They lowered the standard that you need to collect the debt. Fine, but you need three, and Midaraisa shouldn't need it. Smuchim, Midarabana not. Rabbi Acha holds, no, Midarabana enough, Midaraisa enough with one. What does he hold? One what? One who? Says the Rambam, one samuch. And Rashi and the Ramach say no, because Rambam holds really Erev Parshiyos Kosav Kan, but Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha comes to negate the three, but the one Samuch does carry over. So you need one Samuch. The Rashi and the Ramach say no, Rav Acha never held Erev Parshiyos Kosav Kan. It's enough with one hedyot. And two hedyotis that sit in din, the din is chal, but nikra bezin chotzov. And the Rambam holds that's only true if two mumchen sit. Two hedyotis is still garnished. Either three hedyotis or one mumchen. Okay, so when the Gemara said, Midaraisa chad nami kosher, machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Is that one mumche or one hedyot? Are we okay with that? What are they arguing about? What is the nekudas machlekes, perhaps, between the Rashi and the Rambam? So Salvatric suggested, it's printed in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechter's Sefer, Simon Lamed Beis. He has a quote called Kuntres Hasmicha. Well, the basic insight is the following. Rav Salvatric claims, a long piece, but Rav Salvatric claims that the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam over here is a fundamental machlekes as to what is the purpose and what role does smicha play. When do you need smicha? In order to understand, to put it into context, we begin with just a basic point. Masechet Sanhedrin begins with three different types of Bati Din. We started the first time with this. There's a Beis Din of 3, the first Mishnah, Beis Din of 3, Beis Din of 23, Beis Din of 71. What a Chiddush, though. Rabbi said, in order to paskin a Shaila and Gans Kol Torah Kula, you want a paskin, is a chicken kosher or a treif? How many people do you need? One. You want a paskin, a woman is a Torah or Shitame? She neither, not. How many people you need? One. Is this Asar Mutter and Hilcha Shabbos? How many you need? One. What's over here? You need three? It's 23. 71. Why is this different than Kol HaTorah Kula, that all you need is one person to paskin a shaila? All of a sudden, we need the whole world to be involved. Why? Why is it different than all of Kol HaTorah Kula, where it's enough with one person? It's an interesting point. We didn't think Gemara doesn't deal with that. So Mepharshim explain that it's because there's a difference between a psak in Dine Mominis and a psak in Issa Beheter, when it comes to something mutter, something usser, tame, tahar. There's a difference in how the psak functions. When we're discussing Issa Beheter, the psak is not a psak on this specific person who's in front of us. The psak is about Hilchos Shabbos theoretically, a guy loses his button on Shabbos, and he wants to know, he asks me, is the button muktzah or not? Falling off button. The button right now is no tashmish. It's like eitz and vavonim. It has no use on Shabbos. Ah, but it did at the beginning of Shabbos. Standard Rabbanus Shaila. What's the story with the button that falls off on Shabbos? So he asks me, I tell him what it says. In the Svarim, I tell him what I think the halacha is. Am I paskening on this fellow? Man asks me, can you use a Shabbos elevator? Okay, so I tell him what I think. Am I paskening on this fellow? No, I'm telling what I think the halacha is in general. I think you should follow halacha too. But this, and the way I think it's correct. But I'm not paskening on you. It's true, the Gemara says, in Masechtas Nida, look over here, Oisches, famous Gemara, which has been lost in our time. Chokam Shetime Ein Chaver Rosh HaLetayer. You cannot go shopping for psakim. Once you get a psak, you can't ask somebody else. Everyone knows this. Nowadays, it's easy. Now that I get people ask, I'm not asking for a psak. I just want to know what you think. That's a very common thing. But now someone, one of the Rabbanim who comments on these type of things, wrote that now that psakim are available online, people are printing halakas online, you can find out what everybody holds before you ever ask a shayla. So this is gone. You could shop around online and find out what everybody holds. But midaraisa, you know, Medina de Gemara, it's not a midaraisa, Medina de Gemara, the Gemara says, Chacham Shetime Ein Chaveira Rosh HaLetayer. You're not supposed to paskid. Osar Ein Chaveira Rosh HaLetayer. One asks it, your friend's not supposed to be moderate. Why not? Says Rashi, I gave it to you over there, Mishum Kvodai. That's not because I paskin on you. So for you, it's usher. People have that mistaken impression. That's not the case. It's not that I paskin on you. Rabbi doesn't have that much, very little power to begin with, but this certainly doesn't have that power, paskin on people metaphysically. You can't do that, no. Why can't you go shopping for a psak? First of all, it's a bad hashkafa. The Gemara says elsewhere, a person who shops for kulas is nikra rasha. But then the Gemara says over here, you can't ask another Talmud Chachamim if I'm not shopping for kulas. I can't ask someone else a second opinion like people do in medicine. He can't do that in halacha mishum kvaydai. It's a bizayin to the covet of the first Rav. He could be Michael. If he wants to be Michael, I do that sometimes. I say, please don't ask me, you know, not because I don't have an opinion. I don't want to, you know, be bound by my psak. Because then it's not right. I mean, I could be Michael. I could tell you what I think. Because it's my cover that's at stake. But it's not because I possibly a person paskins on somebody else. But when it comes to a Beis Din, Seder Salvechik, there they paskin on the person. The first Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said three things. The first of which, I think, was, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, having Masunim Bedin, Vasei Siag LaTorah. I forgot the order, but I think that's the order. So what does it mean, having Masunim Bedin? Take your time, be patient when you're paskening. Mesinos is the ability to have patience. Says Rashi, a Masechtas Avos, what it means is, Bebezdin. It's referring to a Bezdin. What does that mean? Somebody asked me a shayla about Shabbos elevators, about the kosher, non-kosher switch. So I don't have to take time and be patient in figuring out what's correct and what's wrong. So no, of course you should be patient. What it means here is, says Rav Salvechik, that's how Rav Salvechik understood, what it means is that having Mesunim Bedin by a Beis Din, you should be even more careful to take your time. Because you're not just paskening halacha in theory. You're paskening on this person. And you have many more factors that you have to take into account when you're paskening on a person vis-a-vis versus when you're paskening a theoretical question of halacha. What should it be in the himmel, you know, in the ivory tower? What should be? I'm not just paskening what is halacha. I'm paskening on you. It's something that's chal on you. That's what I mean. Ikar Adin, there's no appeal process in halacha. No such thing in Beis Din. I get a psak, I'll ask somebody else. You can't, they paskin on you. Rav Salvechik said that that's how he we can understand a psychological phenomenon that's noted by Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz has drushes called the Yaros Dvash. Fantastic. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes in the Yaros Dvash, he wonders. He says, how come when he passes on a chicken that the chicken's treif? He's machmer on the chicken, no one gets angry at him. I pass on a chicken. Chicken's treif. What do you want from me? The chicken's treif. But when he's a sitzin as a dying for a Beis Din between two people, and he passes this guy owes this one money, so then everyone's angry at him. The guy who loses is angry. Why is he angry? If he were passing on his chicken, his treif, wouldn't be angry. all of a sudden he passes against him in a din Torah, I can give a nemana that this is true. If a dying passes against you, they'll probably hate the dying for the rest of his life. And that's why I don't sit on both again. Well, I need to make enemies for. So the mamish hate him. Why do they hate him? If you're passing a chicken strafe, no one hates you. Here they hate you. So the standard vart is, and this is true too, is because they lost and someone else won. By the chicken, no one won. Well, okay, Hashem said his strafe. Here, he won and I lost. Oh, that gets under people's skin. However, Salvechik suggested that no, perhaps the pshat in the psychology or psychological phenomenon is because when a dying paskins on a din Torah, he's passing it on me. He made me lose. It's his fault. It's right. It's his fault. He passing it on you. If I pass against chicken strafe, I'm telling you a chicken strafe. You want to follow halacha? It's up to you. But I'm not passing on you. Everyone has bechira chavshus. I'm passing what is the halacha on this type of chicken? If you have such a chicken, your chicken is strafe. But I'm not passing it on you. By the Torah, I'm passing it on you. It's a set of Talmudic. That's why people often get upset. There's truth to the other pshat as well. Okay, so there's this distinction between a psak and isa v'heter, which is kind of a theoretical halacha, as opposed to a psak of bezin, which is on a specific person, on a specific case, has been oiska paskin. Once it's paskin, it's paskin. Can no longer be challenged. So the Rambam seems to understand that this halacha of smicha, that you require smicha, is not only a halacha in terms of, or not a halacha at all, in terms of creating a beis din. Smicha is not a halacha in beis din. What is smicha a halacha in? Issuing a psak, issuing a hora. Making a psak is something that requires smicha. Whether it's a psak in Issa v'Heter, a psak of a beis din, you require smicha in order to issue a psak. But it's not because it's a halacha of beis din. If you have three smuchim, that's what constitutes a beis din. No, you can have a beis din without three smuchim. What do you need smuchim for? You need smuchim in order to issue any psak. Any psak requires smuchim. That's why the Rambam understood, even if it's one person who's being done, is he a beis din or is he a chacham hamayra? Is he a guy who's paskining a shayla in theory? If you have three gathered together, let's say three smuchim gathered together, take a step back. Three smuchim gathered together, that's a psak of a beis din, that's chal on a specific person. What about when you have one person sitting in din? This chad nami deraisa, chad nami kosher. Is he a miniature beis din? Is that like we have a beis din of 71, we have a beis din of 23, we have a beis din of 3, and there's a beis din of 1? Or maybe when he's 1, he's just a regular Talmud Chacham paskening shaylos. So the Rambam seems to say he's just a regular Talmud Chacham paskening shaylos. Look over here, the Rambam Perek Dal Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Ches. Always tells over here. V'yesh lahem limnos kol mi sheyirtzu l'dvarim yechidim. No. Sorry, Oy Zion. Sorry, it's out of order. Parakei Hilchasan Hedron Lochi Yuches. Yachid Shehu Mumche. You have a Yachid who has Smicha. Alpha Pisha who done Dine Mominus Yechidi. Even though he can pass in Dine Mominus by himself. Ein Ha'hayda Befun of Hayda Bevezdin. If a person admits to something in front of him, let's say a guy admits to something in front of me, that's not considered to be Hayda Bevezdin, Vafil Hu Samuch, even if he's Samuch. So the Rambam seems to be saying that even a Yachid Mumche, that Midoraisa Chanami Kosher, is still not a Bevezdin. He's not a person who can paskin on other, on the case itself. All he can do is tell you what state, what is the halacha, like a Talmud Chacham who paskin Shailas in Issa v'Heter. He's not a Beis Din of 1. It's not 71, 23, 3, 1. There's no such thing as a Beis Din of 1. What is he? Talmud Chacham paskining Shailas. Because the Rambam says, Yochid ein hodo befanav hodo beis din. That's not considered as if he was Maida and Beis Din. He's not a halacha of Beis Din. Yet the Rambam understands you have to be a Samuch. Why does the Rambam understand you have to be a Samuch? Kaset of Salvation, the Rambam's opinion is, in order to paskin any Shaila, you should have had to have been a Samuch. You should have been, had to have been a Samuch. Even if I'm not paskining on this person, I'm not constituting a Beis Din that I'm getting into other people's kishkes. passing on you. No, I'm just passing a shayla, making a hayro. Passing a shayla, you need smicha in order to passing shaylas. And that's the implication of another Rambam. Yeah, you want
to
ask me?
Yeah, the Rambam held that you have to have 3 nagiyot of a birth specific case, and then or one summa.
One summa.
Why would you assume that the one summa is
functions in a different way?
Exactly. It wouldn't be the same.
It must be. Otherwise, the Rambam says if a guy admits to something in front of me, for example, it can't. When we say midaraisa chadna, because you can't give malchus in front of one.
The result is the same, though. Why is the functionality different? I don't understand that.
That's how the Rambam understood midaraisa chadna mikasha. Look at this. Look at the Rambam. Yeah.
No. She said the Rambam is holding that chadna mikasha then is he can only make he can paskin halacha, but he can't paskin a case then.
He can paskin a case, but it will be different than if a Beis Din paskin it. If a Beis Din paskin it, they're paskining on you. This one guy is paskining halacha in theory.
So, these people wouldn't, meaning like we're talking about, these people wouldn't be bound to an essay. They could shop
in the same them. Way. No, I didn't say that. He's covered on the Tam Chacham. You said that. But it's a different type of psak. Look over here, the Rambam writes, Perek Dalet on Hedron Halacha Ches, Ois Tes. V'yesh lehem limnos kol mi sheyirtu l'dvarim yechidim. When they are giving smicha, we do this even nowadays. The Gemara says, we'll get to it on Daf Hey. You can give smicha for only certain areas. Let's say a guy finishes Yoredeya. So we give smicha here called Yore Yore, which means you can paskin shilas. So we generally only mean it for Yoredeya shilas. Or you could get Yodin Yodin, you get smicha in Chayshim Mishpa. You get smicha in certain areas, not in others. So it says, Ram Yesh Lehem Limnos Komi Sheyir Tu Ledvar Michidim. You can get smicha in one area, not another. Ketzad. Yesh lebeis din lizmach oisai. Beis din can be give him smicha for what? Beiser veheter veloy lodun dine mominus. You could have a guy has smicha just to paskin what? What's his veheter? Can you eat in the Dunkin' Donut on the corner or not? I think now everyone eats there. Right? Oh, you weren't here for that whole time.
Yeah.
Oh. It's all good. All good. Sorry for bringing it up. Okay. So, you know. Is a heter? Can you eat in this restaurant or not? Is a heter? You need smicha to paskin such a thing? There's no Beis Din over here. The Ram says yes. You can have smicha just for is a heter. Lo lodim dinei mamonis. O yidno loy reshus lahati nedarim bovad o lirais ksamim. A kesem has to do with a spot that a blood that a woman sees. Is she an either not an either? No one needs a Beis Din for such a thing. But yet the Ram holds you can have smicha just for hilchas neida. What's smicha and hilchas neida? The answer is, smicha for the Rambam is a requirement in order to issue a psak. That's it. And it's not the type of psak of a Beis Din which gets into people's... In order to paskin shaylas, you should have had to have smicha. That's what should have been. How do we paskin shaylas now? We don't paskin shaylas. I tell you what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. I tell you what it says over here. I tell you what it says over there. I put two and two together. But in order really to issue a psak, original psak, you should have had to have smicha. It's not a locha in Beis Din. Therefore, the Rambam holds yachid mumcha is not a Beis Din. He's not 71, 23, 3, 1 in the range of Batei Din. 1 is not a Beis Din. He's a chacham hamayra. He's a chacham issuing psak. But you should have needed smicha even to issue a psak. That's why the Rambam holds yachid mumcha, yachid. One person midaraisa chadna mikasha has to be smicha, because even if all he's doing is paskening shaylas, you can't paskin a shaylas. That's your samuch.
Then why would you think that? Why would he say that 3 hagiyot would be okay, just because one of them might be a learned individual? I mean, for any situation, you have to have smicha.
Should have midarabanan. I guess I'll have to say they allowed three hagiyotas. Because they should go tinol dalos b'fnei loivin, kind of a mix. This is also seems to be the opinion of the Rambam elsewhere. Look, the Rambam Perek Gimel Vilchos Mamre Halacha Hey. The Rambam is commenting on a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Rabbi says, turn later on to Pei Vav Amid Beis. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Vav Amid Beis. Anyone know what a Zaken Mamre is? What is a Zaken Mamre?
There was Sanhedrin who they vote against his opinion. He goes back to the city and he implements.
Anyone who paskins against. Not any Beis Din. I would say I disagree with the Beis Din in my town. I have the right to say that. I have perhaps an obligation to disagree if I hold differently, legitimate. I disagree with the Beis Din. I have to say what I think. Let's say then they bump it up. They go to the Sanhedrin Agodah, the Beis Din Agodah in Yerushalayim, which we discussed the first year. that sits in the Lishkas Hagazis, they sit in the Beis HaMikdash, and from them emanates Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, as we read the Rambam the first day. The Beis and Hagodo functions as the pillar of Torah Shebaal Peh. We go to them, we ask them the Shaila, they say, not like me. What now? So it's not like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in the Gemara, that each one held their opinion, you know what I mean? And yeah, they're entitled to hold their opinion, which day is Yom Kippur, you know that Gemara. Everyone's supposed to hold their opinion, you're supposed to. When it once it gets to the Beis Din HaGadol, that's it. You disagree now with the Beis Din HaGadol, you're Zaken Mamre, and you're put to death. Now already you have to forego on your opinion, you can't hold it. You were wrong, outvoted, and you're gone. And if you continue to persist, Zaken Mamre. Who is considered to be a Zaken Mamre? Let's say a balabos, disagree, regular guy, stam, disagrees with the basin in his town. Can he even do such a thing? But then, it goes to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and Sanhedrin HaGadol paskins against him. He's like, oh, I'm not listening to you. I don't understand some Gedalia, I'm not doing it. Is such a person as Zaki Mamre? Says the Mishnah, no. Talmud Shehoira Lasois, he's a Talmud. He's not a chacham, says Rashi over there. Rashi in the Mishnah writes Talmud Shehoira, Talmud Shalai Higia Lahira. Three lines from the bottom. Hey, the guy's a Talmud. He's not Higia Lahira. He's not allowed to paskin Shaios. He's not reached that point in his learning yet. He's not, as Rav Shach like to say, entitled to an opinion. You're not Baba Cheshvin over here. You're so far out of the league of discussion that we're talking about. The guy's in the AAA, you know, single A, and we're over here in the major leagues. Garnished. No shaykhis. If he's a Talmud Shaloi Higia Lairo, he can't pass him whether a button is mutter, or a button is, you know, muksa or not. Definitely shouldn't be passing, you know, shilohs of the Dina Nefosha. Guy's nothing. You can't pass him the smallest little shiloh. So Talmud Shaloi Higia Lairo, Potter. He's not a Zaken Mamre. Why is he not a Zaken Mamre? Because that's not a Hora. In order to be a Zaken Mamre, you got to paskin a Shaila. This guy's not paskining. He's varfing. He's talking. He's a Baichsvars. I don't understand some Gedalia. That's not a Psak. That's Amaratus. So the guy says he's zugging in the back of Shul. He's not a Zaken Mamre. In order to be a Zaken Mamre, you have to be, in order to be a garnish, you got to be something. So in order to be a Zaken Mamre, he's got to be something. He's got to be able to issue a psak. That's how Rashi learns. He's got to be a Talmud Shehigia Lahira. Says the Rambam, look over here. Ois Yud. Perakimu Mamrim Halacha Hei. Ein Zaken Mamre Chayiv Misa Ad Shehei What? Chacham Shehigia Lahira. He's got to be a learned individual who has begun to paskin smorg, you know, shilas, samuch, bisanhedrin. What does he also have to be? Have smicha. Why does he have to have smicha to be a Zaken Mamre? Because if you don't have smicha, guess what? You can't paskin. Your psak is not a psak. It's a marimakum. It's look over here. That's what you're giving me. Look over here. Mishnah Berurah says this. You know? Fine. Regurgitated what the Mishnah Berurah said. Fine. Look over here. Mar Mokam Anilach. That's about it. It's not a psak. In order to issue an original psak, you really have to have smicha. So that's what the Rambam holds. You can't be a Zaken Mamre either until you have smicha. Zaken Mamre is only if you are issued a psak. If the guy's sitting in the back of shul, you know, zugging, he's not a psak. That's not a psak. The guy has to be Higia Lahira, says Rashi, and the Rambam adds Samuch. Because the Rambam's opinion is that in order to issue any kind of psak, you really have to have smicha. The same would be true in the reverse. Can you have a Beis Din then without smuchim? According to the Rambam, smicha is halacha not in Beis Din. What is halacha in? Psak. Issuing a psak. What about having a Beis Din that doesn't paskin? Can you have a Beis Din that doesn't paskin without smuchim? Where do you ever have a Beis Din that doesn't paskin? We have it all the time. We mentioned it yesterday. Where do we have a Beis Din that doesn't paskin? Gamer. What's a Beis Din paskin? Beis Din just stands there. All they're supposed to do is observe. It has to take place in front of Beis Din, but Beis Din's not paskining. Do you need smuchim or not? What did we say yesterday, Rabbi? Anybody remember? What did we say yesterday? Do you need smuchim or not?
No.
The Rashba said no. The Rashba said, how do we accept Gerim nowadays? We don't have Smuchim. So the Rashba said, and you can't say Shlichus Taisa said Shlichus Sayu. The Rashba said that you can't say Shlichus Sayu. Why not? Shlichus Sayu is what? Only Adin Midrabanan. You can't be Jewish Midrabanan. So says the Rashba, how do we accept Gerim? How are Gerim in front of a Beis Din? Gerim has to be in front of a Beis Din, Mishpach Sivbei. How are they in front of a Beis Din? Says the Rashba, I gave it to you again over here, just because I thought you wouldn't believe me. V'yeh shloima, last line, I said gemo, dechi gemiri shloisha, gemiri mumchen, gemiri, when we learned you needed a Beis Din, ki gemiri, shloisha gemiri. We learned that you need three mumchen like gemiri. You don't need three mumchen. Why don't you need smicha by Gerus? Because Beis Din's not paskening. They're not paskening anything. Says the Rambam, the Rashba concurs, smicha is halacha im psak. Therefore, you can have a Beis Din without smuchim if they're not paskening anything. Yes.
Even back then, you didn't smuchim?
No! For sure not. That's what Rashba says.
Now it's just by default, but we don't have it.
We don't have, right. But then you should have, you don't know. No. You can do Geirus anywhere. B'chol mashvaseichem.
Anywhere,
anytime. Hedon
means anybody?
I
mean, anybody, three guys can go there and say, okay, you're now a Jew?
You have to be kosher with Dionis. Can't be a Ganif. Or a Noyek. Balavera. So pretty high standard.
Certainly.
Huh? Yes. Gotta be kosher. But you gotta probably know Hilchas Geirus. I would presume that that's true. But yeah. Yeah.
Karas and Darim. We do it before Shabbat. So is that the same thing as how much sock? It's just listening to you make it every
No, the Beis Din is matter than Eder. Oh. Beis Din has a talking role. It's a different story, but that's a whole separate issue. But there, but that's not, I don't know, they're passing whether you have a Pesach or you had Charoto or you have a Heta, you know, that's, Beis Din is active. Sometimes things take place in front of Beis Din. Beis Din plays no role. Chalitza takes place in front of Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't say anything. I mean, they play a role, but just as observers. Geirus, they just stand there like this. Beis Din Mamish says nothing. Mamish nothing. They say Mutalach, Mutalach. They say nothing. So such a thing, says Ram, they're not paskening. You don't need a Beis Din. You don't need Smuchim. Or one final halacha is the Ramam over here, Perek Dad, Halacha Gimel. How many dayanim do you need to give smicha? Last thing for today. The Mishnah says, Misach the Sanhedrin, Beizim et Aleph, how many people do you need to give smicha? It's in the Mishnah over here. I think it's one of the things you need three. You need three in order to give smicha. To transfer smicha from one person to another person, you need three. Isn't that here somewhere?
Yeah, in the first one.
Smicha is a Canaan. Need three. Do they have to be smuchim? What do you say? What do you say? Says the Rambam, sort of. Look at the Rambam. Perek Dalet Sanhedrin Halacha Gimel. Ein soim chen smicha shi minoy azakenim with dayanos. Ela b'shloisha. You need three to do smicha. V'hu shiyeh ha'echad me'an samuch mipi acherim. One's got to be samuch. What? That makes no sense. Either three smuchim or no smuchim. Beis Din is really not doing that much. They're not paskening anything. So the Rambam should have said, what? How many smuchim? They're not paskening anything. How many smuchim? None. Yet the Rambam says you need one. Why do you need one? Says the Brisker Rav says. So the Brisker Rav in the Sefer on the Rambam says you need one samuch just to transfer the smicha each mi pi each member from Moshe Rabbeinu. You need one there just to be the conduit who carries the smicha on from generation to generation. But it's not because that's what constitutes a Beis Din. You have a Beis Din without smuchim. Beis Din, you don't need smuchim for Beis Din. For the Rambam, smicha is alochim paskening shalas. An original psak. Not that I'm just telling you, look in the Mishnah Berurah. Original psak, you have to have smicha. Here, no one's paskening anything. We're just conferring smicha. You shouldn't need smuchim, but you need one samuch in order to pass down the chain of the Messiah from one person to the next person, ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is all within the opinion of the Rambam. Rashi, the Ramach, maybe Tarsus and Yevamos by Geirus, who say that no, midaraisa chadna mikosher, doesn't have to be a samuch, because one is not a Beis Din. So what difference does, why should you have to be a samuch if you're not a Beis Din? Yes, he's paskening. But smicha not aloha imsak. Seder Salvechik, they understand smicha is a halacha in Beis Din. That's when you need smuchim. That's why Tosfos said in Masechtas Yevamos, I gave it to you again, we had it yesterday, Oisid Beis, Geira should have required smuchim. Anytime you need to constitute a Beis Din, you need smuchim. It's halacha in Beis Din, not halacha in smir, in paskening, in horah, in paskening shaylos. So when the Gemara said, midaraisa chad na mikasha, one is not a Beis Din, you have a Beis Din of one. One is not a Beis Din. For the time being, we'll assume one is not a Beis Din. One is not a Beis Din, no. So why should he need smicha? One is, and he's a regular guy who knows halacha. Well, maybe he's a yesh v'kronis, so I have three. But he doesn't have to be a samach. The Rambam understands, no, to paskin any shayla originally, you have to have some smicha. Smicha is halacha in paskining shaylas. Whereas Rashi and the Ramach couldn't understand the Rambam, because they understand that smicha is halacha in... not in paskening, not in giving a horah and paskening a shayla, but halacha in constituting a Beis Din, and one is not a Beis Din. Midarai tzachadna mikosh is not a Beis Din that he gets into the kishkas of people and paskens on you. It's a chacham hamayra. Chacham hamayra doesn't need smicha, in their opinion. Okay, so we had the machlekes in the Gemara. How many dayanim do you need midarai? Rabba's opinion was three. Rav Acha's opinion was one. And the Rambam and Rashi and the Ramach have a machlekes according to that opinion that you need one. Does he have to have a smicha or not? The Rambam's opinion is he does have to have smicha. We said perhaps that's because he holds Erev Parshios Kosov Khan. So smicha carries over, but not the three, because betzedek kishvat amisecha. And Rashi goes, no, it doesn't have to be samach at all. The Ramach also. And we suggest that perhaps they're arguing about what is the nature of smicha. Is halachim paskening shaylas? Or is halachim constituting a Beis Din? Because one is definitely not a Beis Din. So if one is not a Beis Din, according to Rashi and Ramach, you don't need smicha. He's not a Beis Din. According to the Rambam, he is passing a shayla. So perhaps you should require smicha just to pass in the shayla. Okay. 1 second.